Welcome to the Life Accelerated Podcast Reset, coming to you from Wheeling, West Virginia. My name is Jason Boyd, founder and creator of Life Accelerated, and this season on the podcast, I'll be doing interviews and the power of three. Three things that we can do daily to accelerate our lives. Welcome to the show. Let's go. Good morning, folks, and welcome to the Life Accelerated Podcast, January the 26th, episode 11. It is freezing outside this morning. I think we're in double digits, like 11 degrees is what I just read. It is cold, windy, so stay warm out there. School is on a regular schedule today for the first time in, seems like, what is forever. A lot of schools around here haven't had school. Recently, my daughter's school's been doing 2-hour delays, but anyways, back to a full day today. I'll be on the grind out in the field today as well. I'm looking forward to that, but make sure you dress warm, stay warm, and just keep looking forward to spring, because spring is coming, and I can't wait. Anyways, the title of today's episode is Do Work, but before we get started, I want to talk about what I always talk about on Wednesdays. Remember, Wednesday is the perfect day to look back at Monday and Tuesday, see what went well, see what didn't go well, but look ahead for Thursday, Friday, so you can be prepared to fix what didn't go well on Monday or Tuesday, or to even enhance what did go well on Monday and Tuesday. See, Wednesdays for me is normally a office day where I get to take time to do those things, but last Wednesday and this Wednesday, I've actually had appointments scheduled, so I'm looking forward to that. Trying to keep my schedule full, trying to keep on hustling and intentionally seeing the prospects that I need to see to turn them into clients and help them change their lives for their retirement. Anyways, that's not what I'm here to talk about. I'm here to talk about accelerating our lives. So today's power of three, let's get rolling. Number one, vision requires faith. When God gives us a vision of what he has for our lives, we're going to have faith it will come to pass. Yes, it's going to take a lot of work to get there, but faith in his plan and will for our lives has to be so strong that the enemy knows that we cannot be shaken. Listen, we've all, well, maybe not all of us, but a lot of us who are believers have had visions from God of what he wants for our lives. I know I've had a couple of different visions that I was just like, I don't know if that's really what I'm going to do, but it's actually what I really want to do. And it took me a lot of time to get there, but I don't know that I was necessarily missing the faith part. I may have been still wanting to live partially in the world and not fully engulfed in my faith, which is what is definitely required to make this happen. Mark 11, 22 through 24 says this, "Have faith in God," Jesus answered. "Truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in their heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them. Therefore, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours." This is a key part of the vision God gives us, is we have to have this kind of faith deep in our heart that it will come to pass. Now, I have a strong belief in that with my relationship, and I have a strong belief in that with what I'm trying to accomplish with this podcast and what me and my girlfriend are trying to accomplish for our lives and our family going forward. And it's taken us a while to get to there, to really see that vision come to pass is going to take a lot of prayer, a lot of faith, and a lot of work. Just remember, you've got to have this kind of crazy faith to reach God's vision for your life. All right, number two, you have another level. Are you chasing it? In order to reach the vision God has for us, not only do we need faith, but we are going to have to reach a level in our lives we haven't yet reached. And I believe when God gives us a vision, he is saying it's time to level up. Put the season to rest because a new season is upon you. When we get that vision, God is showing us something. And he's going to have to take something, or rather, we're going to have to give something more to more effort, more work, whatever it is, more time, effort, energy, all of those things to reach that vision. We've got to change from the season we're in and grow to the season he needs us to be at. And here's an example from me. I quit smoking 11 days ago. It's not the first time I've tried to quit, by the way. However, this time I clearly heard God say, I cannot take you to the next level of your life with this habit. I said, okay, God, I see you. And honestly, for the first time in all of my attempts of trying to quit smoking, I've literally had zero desire to go smoke again. And I'm super thankful that God has released me of that. I feel better, I'm breathing better, and I just am enjoying my life better. Now, I'm not saying I haven't had a craving here or there, trust me. They still pop up, especially when I'm around other people who may be smoking, but I'm not going to allow myself to go in that direction. And my dog just busted through the door. Fantastic. I'm going to assume my daughter opened that. Cool. Here we go. Anyway, sorry for the interruption there. But here's a great quote for this. The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. Eleanor Roosevelt. You've got to believe, folks. We've got to believe that we are capable of making that happen. God did not give us these visions for his will on our lives for no reason. Now, what are you willing to do to make that come true? Number three today, give everything you have in all you do. When we get committed and, excuse me, when we get committed and start giving the things in life our all that we are chasing, it gives us the ability to overcome. So, and for a long time, I didn't do these things. I wanted to do everything easily. For lack of a better way to say it, I wanted to live I was half-assing everything, okay? So I would have this mindset where like, okay, what's the easiest way to get this done? And I call it a Zach Morris lifestyle. And I always look back to the show that I watched when I was a kid, Saved by the Bell, and I look, what was Zach Morris trying to do to make the most of a situation? Well, he was trying to lazily, if that's not, I know that's not a word, but I'm going to make it a word. He was hustling in a way that was not putting in work and effort. He was trying to hustle people to get ahead, and it almost never worked out for him. Although for some reason, I seemed in my head that I thought it did. But anyway, we need to really have a Michael Jordan type of mentality where we got to put in the work to make it happen and outwork those around us. See, sometimes talent doesn't always win. Hard work does. I like that. And we can accomplish what we want when we put in that type of effort in everything we do. So put in the work and give it everything you have. Colossians 3:23 says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as if you are working for the Lord, not for humans. And Proverbs 13:4 says, a sluggard's appetite is never filled, but the desires of the diligent are fully satisfied. Listen, you're going to have to put in the work, y'all. If you're going to level up and change and become who God wants you to be, you're going to have to do the work. All right, quick review. Number one, vision requires faith. Number two, you have another level. Are you chasing it? And number three, give everything you have in all you do. All right, folks, I hope y'all have a wonderful day. Remember to stay warm, stay active, keep chasing your dreams, and never give up on what you believe in. Folks, I love you. Have a great day, and come back and check me out on the next episode. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed the show, share it with someone who needs to hear today's message. Remember to follow me on social media for more inspiring content. Listen, we're only going to grow this thing if we share it and have reviews. I appreciate those of you out there taking the time to do that. Now let's get out there and accelerate our lives.